Well, welcome everybody to our first video that's going along with our DBS as we go through the book of Galatians. And I had a fantastic time talking about the four American Gospels, at least how I see it, and a few other scholars that I know. But now we're talking about the second half of the book, and I hope your discussion in house churches was very fruitful. And I just have a couple of things that I wanted to put my thoughts out there and see what you guys think. But specifically, I wanted to talk about the fact that the second half, this mini biography that Paul puts out there, it really humanizes Paul to me. I think it's natural for me to think of Paul as this almost monolithic other than human guy, because he wrote so much to the New Testament. It almost seems like he's not like a normal human, but he's like a super Christian or something like that. But this little biography helps to humanize him just a little bit. And as we talked about last week, Paul went... he was a persecutor of the church. He was a Pharisee. He was a very zealous Pharisee. And when he was on the way to Damascus to persecute the church, he had an encounter with Jesus. And this is, of course, the famous story where Paul saw Jesus, heard Jesus ask Paul, "Why are you persecuting me?" And then he kind of commissioned Paul to turn from his ways and then become a champion of Christianity. And that's where this biography kind of comes in very, very helpful, because the book of Acts doesn't really tell us much of what happens next. But Paul said that he spent 3 years learning about Jesus, 3 years kind of poring over what he knew of Scripture, and he knew a lot. That's why he says, you know, he had advanced beyond his years among the other Pharisees. He was a wicked smart guy. And so he went away and he used all his knowledge of Scripture and this new revelation that he says that Jesus Christ gave him. And he kind of put those together, and it took him 3 years. This is a lot of work, and this is a lot of care, a lot of delicate care, because Paul wanted to get it right. And then Paul heads to Jerusalem to go visit Peter, and he spends about 2 weeks, 15 days with Peter. And while he was there, he also met James, the brother of Jesus, and they were the two early leaders of the church. And Paul basically had finished crafting what he saw the gospel as, and he went to Peter and James, who were the authorities about Christianity, just to make sure he got it right before he left on his missionary journey. And this is, like I said last week, about 10 years after Paul had visited those churches in Galatia, something between 10, 12, maybe 15 years later. And Paul was hurt. He was saddened by the fact that some people had come and kind of perverted the gospel. And he was sad that the Galatians had gone after that version of the gospel. He was angry at the people who preached the false gospel. And so as I look through this and as I go over this biography, there's a couple things that stand out to me. One, as I said, this is a very human. It brings Paul's humanity and the fact that he was just a regular dude who was working through all this stuff in real time. That's number one. Number two, it really does show the care that Paul had. The fact that Paul spent years honing this message and poring over what it means, what the gospel means, and what it means for you and me. And what he came up with, as I said last week, you can read it at the beginning of the book of Romans, but Paul really did say the gospel is the story of Jesus. It's a story of a kingdom coming, a king who is Jesus, who is reigning in this kingdom, and that he died for our sins, and that he rose again, proving that, number one, he's king. Number two, his kingdom is here and coming. He brought it about. What he said is true because he has all this power over death. And so Paul put that into his brain and started to say, if the gospel is all about Jesus and his kingdom, then we have absolutely no role on the first side of it. We can't earn the kingdom is what I'm trying to say. There is no amount of rule following that is going to bring about the kingdom in our lives. That kingdom is a gift from God. It was accomplished by Jesus alone. He did all of it. And we get to step into the kingdom, and there are things in our lives that need and will need to change. As Paul writes at the beginning of Romans, obedience that comes from faith. And later on in the book of Galatians, we're going to find that he talks about the fruit of living in this kingdom should look very, very different than everyday life. So number one is the care that Paul put into the gospel. That's why he's so passionate. So the second point is that Paul was utterly changed by the gospel, by an encounter with Jesus. It wasn't because Paul thought a lot. It wasn't because he thought deeply. Like I said, he had already pored over scriptures. He was a rising rock star when it came to Pharisees and things like that. But Paul ended up just absolutely converting, not just converting, but changing his life upside down. As a Pharisee, Paul would have been famous. Paul would have been wealthy. He would have had a nice house, a nice family, all these things. He would have been one of the highest humans in Jewish society. And he was, and he didn't need to do that by cognitive, but as soon as he met Jesus, as soon as Jesus had an encounter with Paul, and Paul had special revelation that he says from Jesus, his life changed. Not just like additive, as if Paul went on to continue to be a Pharisee and then just sprinkled a little Jesus on top. No, we're talking about a profound change in his calling, a profound change in his vocation, a profound change in his understanding of who he was, who God was, and it infected every little part of his life. He became a missionary that had to rely on the help and the finances and the donations of other people the rest of his life. There was not a single bit of his life that wasn't touched by that encounter with Jesus. As we go through Galatians, my prayer is that we have an encounter with Jesus. And what I'm trying to instill in all of us is that just because I have some background information, just because I did some studying, doesn't mean that you are absolved from having an encounter with Jesus. The Bible is the living, breathing Word of God, and the Holy Spirit can speak through the pages of Scripture and can speak to you as well. And as we come together, and as we do this this church together, what the Holy Spirit's saying to you, what the Scripture's saying to you, what you're interpreting in Scripture, what I'm interpreting in Scripture, need to synthesize themselves into something closer to the truth than if it was just me reading a Bible and bringing it to you, or just you getting whatever you got out of the Bible and calling it 100% truth. Together, as we encounter Jesus, our lives should be changed and more and more and more and more. And that's what Paul says at the very beginning of this letter. That's why he's so passionate about the gospel. And that's why the rest of Galatians is going to say what it says. So I cannot wait till we're together on Sunday for Gather. It is so exciting as we dive into Galatians chapter 2. It's going to be fun. So until we see each other, bye.